Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have a farewell interview with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who announced a week and a half ago that he is retiring from the fight against the New World Order. He'll be with us for a full hour to discuss the tyranny that has taken over our nation and why I guess he thinks it's a lost cause, at least for now. And we'll break down why the father of Reaganomics, the former head of policy, the U.S. Treasury, a former editor of the Wall Street Journal, is saying sayonara. So that is coming up in the next hour. There have been new developments and pieces of the puzzle dealing with the gun camera pod footage out of two different Apache helicopters in Iraq, with the pilot directing the gunners. And we're going to be talking about that today. And we have some really horrible news for everyone, but it's really not news for this audience. But I want to talk about the strategy they're going to use to pass this, the stratagem, and our strategy to defeat it. They have had Republicans for about 16 years that I'm aware, even 2 years before I was on air. I went to Republican meetings all over the state, Dallas, Fredericksburg, you name it. And they would have speakers there pushing a value-added tax or national sales tax, different combinations of them, as a way to get rid of the income tax. And so I did some research and found out that Federal Reserve allied banks were the ones promoting this. And I already knew when I was in college 16 years ago that the central banks always want to raise taxes. And so we discovered, by the time I got on air 14 and a half, 15 years ago, that this was a long-term strategic operation to make it a tenet of conservatism, kind of a Pavlovian response where they ding a bell and conservatives roll over and beg for it as if it's something good. It's like begging for a bullet in the head. And I've explained for all these years that what Neil Bortz promotes, what all these people promote, the so-called fair taxes and different variants, would be brought in at the time of the financial collapse due to Social Security, the defense budget, the bank debt. And now here we are. It's 2010. I've been warning you for over 14 years. And they're not going to get rid of the income tax, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to give you a VAT, and they're going to give you carbon taxes and everything on top of it. This is like extra layers of icing. This is to bring us into line with the United Nations, with the European Union. That's what the New World Order is it's a global corporate takeover of government, and then they don't want the middle class being able to grow or become wealthy and challenge them. And so they set up a global regime to, quote, shut down tax havens. The U.S. and England, believe it or not, the average Brit pays over 60% in taxes. The average American pays more than half in taxes. That's the average person. Wealthy people are paying above 60% in this nation. And so that's what the New World Order is. It's a global straitjacket of regulation and control. Now, when I say wealthy people, I mean people making $200,000 to a couple million a year. The way the tax laws are set up, that once you're at a billionaire level or a global corporation level, you pay almost no taxes. They've got the special lawyers. They've got the loopholes. They've got it all set up. So when you hear about the IRS saying they're going to go after offshore money, that's people with $5 million or even $100,000 offshore that was legally put there. They're going to change the laws. They're now saying it to retroactively take your money, and they're clamping new regulatory powers in this week outside of law where you can't take a dollar outside the U.S. You're going to stay here, and they're going to rob you, and they got paramilitary police that are going to back up their tax collectors. And America, you ain't seen nothing yet. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Volcker, carbon tax, VAT should be on the table. And they are on the table. And you're going to have all your chicken feed services cut that domesticated you. It's now time to slaughter the hogs. They're done fattening you up. And everything's going to go to the bankers and their enforcer police. Get ready to bend over.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 7th day of April, 2010. Paul Craig Roberts for his Swan Song interview will be joining us coming up in the next hour via video connection. Skype will be live on PrisonPlanet.tv for the second, third, and fourth hour on this Wednesday edition. Okay, I want to put an exclamation point behind what I'm about to talk about, and I want to underline it, and I want to highlight it in bright yellow. And then I want to draw arrows pointing at what I'm about to say on each side, and I want to scream it through a megaphone, metaphorically. I get up here, and I tell you what the New World Order is doing, who they are, what their mindset is, what their game plan is, and we're now getting very deep into the rat hole here. It's all manifesting. Everything we told you is now happening exactly as we said it would happen. Why? Because I read their own documents. I read their own statements. I do it 3, 4, 5 hours a day. So this is not Alex Jones telling you this. This is the absolute fact. What we cover here is facts. What we cover here is documents. What we cover here is history. What we cover here is what the globalist technicians and social engineers and futurists are stating they were going to build. And I've read what they said 100 years ago out of England that runs the whole show. And what they said 50 years ago, what they said 5 years ago, what they said last month. And everything they say they're going to do, they do. Now, they say they're going to bankrupt all of us and force us into a nanny state with aggressive paramilitary social workers and control freaks running our lives. They are going to break up our families. They are going to further brainwash the public. They are going to forcibly drug the public. They are forcibly drugging the water supply and the GMO food. They are going to forcibly inoculate you. They are going to take your blood warrantlessly at checkpoints. Already happening. They've been taking your baby's blood for 37 years at birth in every industrialized nation, part of a UN secret treaty. That's now mainstream news. There isn't time to screw around here. I've prayed to God Almighty. I woke up at 4 in the morning, couldn't go back to sleep, and just asked God, please help me be focused. Please help me be serious. Please help me articulate to people just how unbelievably evil this is so that we can stop it. This doesn't have to happen. If people will wake up and face the dire situation we're in, we can reverse this. If serious men and women who are more intelligent and more eloquent and more financially endowed than I would simply get in the fight and not be manipulated into the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or the Labor Party or the Tory Party in England or the Socialist in Germany or the Social Democrats in Germany, if you would simply research the architecture of the New World Order and the public blueprints, thousands of public blueprints at every level of society. I have read these thousands of blueprints. They call them blueprints. When I make a film called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's a term they use. Jason Burmes's film, A New World Order, Defined, Invisible Empire, those terms come from elite publications. It's one thing to know all of this is coming and to see it year after year be implemented, but to be coming to a road sign on this road to tyranny that signifies we are deep, deep, deep inside now shakes me. It shakes me because I love innocent people. I love good people. I love hardworking people. I love the power of the free market and individuals being able to keep just something of what they earn and being able to have some control over what they do. I know what collectivism and bondage and slavery is, and there is no doubt we are in a scientific tyranny. We are going deeper into a scientific dictatorship, and it has the most horrible aims and goals at the end of the road. All of the cancer viruses in the vaccine and the hundreds of deadly chemicals in the water and the GMO foods in every case that just so happened to have a side effect of reducing fertility and causing cancer. It's not a side effect. It's the main effect. And the militarization of police and the FEMA camps and the illegal wars and the torture and the secret arrest and all of it is a means to an end. And it's stated by the State Department, by the UN, by the Club of Rome, and by every major globalist institution that once they've got this thing in place, all the murder and death and extermination you've seen was testing, was a laboratory test. They call Afghanistan a laboratory. They call Iraq a laboratory. They publicly call Abu Ghraib and Camp X-Ray laboratories where they practice their craft. And the end game is to kill you. And I know that's hard for some people to really come to grips with, but that's what we're talking about here. That's why I'm not worried about being killed or being tortured. That's why I don't have any fear. I don't have fear for my body. I have fear of failing. I have fear of not stopping these people and not awakening as many people as I possibly can. I only have anger and disgust with myself for not being more strong, not being a greater orator, not being more focused. But I'm human. I'm not perfect. But I can't help the level of disgust I have for myself because I know how real this is. And I catch myself going to movies. I catch myself going to steakhouses. I catch myself, you know, getting into comedy and diversions. And it's true that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. But even when I take a few hours off a week for myself, I can't The enemy's coming over the parapets here, ladies and gentlemen. They're inside the fortress. They're attacking us on every angle. They're trafficking in men's souls. They're turning people into psychopaths that serve them. They're twisting our humanity. They're warping us. And I understand why you don't want to focus on this. I understand why you don't want to get involved fighting this, because you, at a subconscious level, are afraid and don't have respect for yourselves and can't see yourself as a leader in that role. All I'm telling you is this is an emergency global worldwide beacon putting out an SOS to the planet that I have done the research and many others have as well, and it is written on the wall clearly for all to see. And that's why I just want to say alert, 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 emergency, 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 emergency. We have a scientific group of control freak tyrants who openly brag in hundreds of publications that they've studied tyrannies of the past and that they are bringing forth what they believe is their greatest creation, an invincible evil. Hundreds of different forms of propaganda and mind control woven together. Chemical, biological attacks on the population ongoing. Incremental creeping death. The new morals are torture and war and lies and corruption and delusion and disease. And it's because I understand the enemy's mind, and I'm here exposing it, that they are coming after us. There were four more articles I saw yesterday where the media is lying and saying, I am calling for violence and for killing police and IRS workers. And I want to be careful here. I don't want to address this as if I'm on the defensive and I'm here saying, it's not true. You know it's not true. Of course it's not true. And this shows how diabolical these people are. George Soros's Media Matters has come out with one of the most vicious pieces I've ever seen, openly claiming that I'm calling for violence. Clearly as a preparatory phase to try to sick the police and the IRS on us. And I'm not afraid of that. I'm not. But I do get worried, because I want to continue my work. But it is the signet, it is the seal, it is the logo on our work that they are coming against us. Alex Jones pits Fox News versus Fox News. I'm going to read this later. We have a lot of good news as well that we're going to be covering. Once we're live on PrisonPlanet.tv, I can show you NASA time-lapse video from satellite of the Arctic, the North Pole. What the news does is they show you in the spring and summer the Arctic and the Antarctic, and they both have a different spring and summer, and they will show it shrinking in the summer and say, look, it's all melting. Not telling you that in the fall and winter, it will then expand again. It's a very simple parlor trick, but it scares children in the schools when they show them the video. But the good news is this is the biggest ice growth in a winter in 30 years, according to NASA satellites. This is in Business Week, AP, you name it. And it also isn't just the biggest growth in 30 years. This is the latest time in the year that it began to thaw. Satellites show that 2 days ago, some of the edges of the giant ice sheet began to break up and form ice flows and icebergs. It's another parlor trick the media does. They'll go point a camera at an ice flow or at a glacier and show it collapsing. Well, it builds up every year with rainfall. And then, of course, it's always growing, so it's collapsing out. Another parlor trick they use. But now it's a huge, another devastating blow, because they're having to admit, okay, the Arctic and Antarctic, but this reports the Arctic the North Pole is just exploding in size. But I'll get into the value-added tax and the carbon tax. Obama's about to drop both hammers on you. Stay with us.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready. Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list. So long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Okay.
Flames went higher.
For more than 15 years, burned, that's just when I discovered it, fire, the Republican Party
fire, and it burned,
has been preparing conservatives to believe in a value-added tax, national sales taxes and other taxes, as a Valhalla, as a heaven, as a way to really defeat the IRS. You notice the IRS is implementing the Obamacare, the Barry Sataro care. And, of course, 94% of the lobbyist money from the healthcare industry went to pushing the takeover of healthcare. This is not some communist conspiracy. Oh, it's communism for us at the ground level, but only to feed the money into the banks. They are the authors of it all. And until Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity start explaining to you that mega corporations are the enemy and that they're the ones behind this, we're going nowhere. The Democrats lie to their constituents. This has all been set up, and they tell them, oh, we're going to give you something free. When they cut Medicare and Medicaid, raise the taxes, and lower the standard of care, and now they're admitting all this, you won't get knee surgery, you'll get a $10 cortisone steroid shot in your knee. That was in the news yesterday. We will decide with these government boards what health care you get. The insurance companies absolutely love it. They'll get the money, overcharge you for that, and then be able, with regular citizens who've paid for their insurance, to cut back on your care, to, quote, keep costs down in the industry. This is the trick of collectivism. Once they get you under their control, they just expand the control and reduce you to the level of feudal serfs. Slavery is what we're talking about here. High-tech, 21st century slavery. Now, it's the same thing with VAT taxes. You've got Obama proposing it. You've got socialist Europe that's had it for decades. You've got England that's got it. The communist Chinese have got it. And it's now being proposed as conservative. And the supposed conservative that runs Obama's economic team, Volcker, is saying we have to have it or we're bankrupt. And Glenn Beck and Neil Bortz and every one of these people is all over their TV and radio shows for years pushing that we've got to have these new taxes to get rid of the income tax. And I told you for 14 and a half years, they're not going to get rid of any of them. They're going to give you new taxes. And they're also going to track and trace everything you do, and they're going to make it a felony to have a garage sale or to be at a gun show and not pay the taxes. And you've already seen them make it a felony and $1 million fine. I mean, that's even AP and Fox News last year, regulatorily. If you have tens of thousands of so-called recalled products, if you sell any of those unknowingly at your garage sale, that's getting the camel's nose under the tent flap. And I tune into Glenn Beck maybe once a week, and most times I tune in, he's plugging VAT. So is O'Reilly. We're going to play you a clip of that coming up. Now, if you so-called conservatives out there that love all these illegal wars and love torture and love the Patriot Act and love warrantless spying and love NORTHCOM and think it's all cute and we need the military on our streets, and if you don't like it, you're a traitor. You're going to be raped, okay? And it's your fault for being fools. I know most of you are as smart as I am or smarter, so you don't have any excuse anymore, okay? Just no excuses. If you don't wake up fully right now to the full paradigm and start deciphering the tricks they use to divide and conquer us, it's over. Because that's what the New World Order is. It is global standardization of taxes. When Obama, I've gotten emails in Jason Burmese's trailer for Invisible Empire, people say, are you saying Obama's good? He says no New World Order can lift any other nation above any other. No. When he says that, that doesn't mean raise other nations. That means lower the wealthy nations that had free market systems. That means lowering everyone, lowering us to third world level where we can be managed and controlled. It's bad what he's saying. I mean, don't people have any smarts out there? I mean, I look at the YouTube comments and I've gotten countless emails about it. What are you doing having Obama saying the New World Order is bad? He's not saying the New World Order is bad. He's saying the essence of the New World Order. That's what it is. And they openly announce at the G20 that they want global tax standardization set by the private banks. Much of the taxes paid directly to the private banks. So I'm going to break this down when we get back. Volcker, carbon tax VAT should be on the table. That's out of the Wall Street Journal. We've got a key article up on Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo that everyone needs to read so they get the full picture. Former Fed mob boss calls for VAT and carbon taxes. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology. With a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow! You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
Declaring
independence.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty.
For their descendants.
Descendants.
Thanks to the renegades. We're free today.
Free today. Thanks to the renegades.
We're free today.
We're free today. Thank God for the renegades.
And the lives they lead. If it wasn't for the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. So the choice is now yours. It's clear on the table. There's no more room for denial or procrastination. A scientific, corporate-run, global dictatorship has now been established, openly announced, and they are foisting massive taxes globally. Now, Europe has chosen, according to the OECD, the Organization of Economic and Cooperative Development, the private corporate reorganization arm under the Marshall Plan that set up the IMF and World Bank, that France is the model, as well as Finland. In Finland, all of your money is digital. The government listens to all your phone calls publicly. It tracks everything you do. CPS visits you monthly. Everything is controlled. And they have upwards of an 85% tax rate when you add them all together. Same thing in France. Some people pay over 90% in France. That is the model. And the 10% of the money you get to keep, they decide what you can spend it on. The problem is everyone then fled France and Finland to England with their only 55 to 60% tax rate total. And they openly have stated, Gordon Brown and others, we must raise taxes to match Europe, and the U.S. must raise their taxes to match us. And they're already in Europe calling for more taxes. And the EU members, the bureaucrats, are exempt. That's mainstream news. They are exempt from their own taxes. They pay 17%. Just like the leadership of the House and Senate and the executive are all exempt from Obamacare. That's Associated Press. Another key indicator of absolute tyranny, absolute corruption, is when the elites, the alpha maggots, the ruling class, are exempt from the systems they foist on the chattel serfs. So you have Warren Buffett and all these big insurance company owners lobbying, pushing, throwing everything they could in to take control of one-seventh of the U.S. economy. They've seized the factories under the greenhouse taxes. They've seized the car companies. They're seizing the cities that they've bankrupted by design, the law enforcement they quietly federalized. A total takeover is now happening. And the worse the economy gets, the more taxes they'll raise. The more people will go on the government payroll. The more people will go on welfare. The higher the debts will go. The more they'll squeeze the middle class. Always squeezing. Always pressing. Always domesticating. And this is a fearful master, a wicked master. Government, dangerous, like fire. A dangerous servant, a fearful master, George Washington. Government is force. It is not reason. It is special interest coming in with the power of the gun and robbing you, running your life, deciding if you can have a business, selectively enforcing. And so now here we are after more than 15 years of constant brainwashing as if it was a sacrament, as if it was Passover, as if it was the breaking of bread and communion, that we will have a sales tax, we will have a value-added tax, we must have it, we must get rid of the income tax. And then now they shift gears suddenly in the last year and say, we've got to pay off this debt. We've got to have all these new value-added taxes. Sarah Palin says global warming's real. They cheer her. So does John McCain. In fact, let's go ahead and play that Glenn Beck clip on O'Reilly where they're jousting with each other over what type of new national tax we need and telling everyone how fair it is and how conservative it is. Right on time for Obama to begin pushing it. Because this is what the elite wants. This is what the banks want. They want another tax. Not just their carbon taxes, not just their health care tax, not just their other tax increases and unfunded mandates expanding against the states, already more than 10 states bankrupt or going bankrupt, driving everyone into submission with Attila the Hun economic warfare. Here it is.
A serious question. Last night, I know you watched Factor every night.
Yes.
So you can steal material.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax,
2%. Yep.
What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you, except I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added tax.
No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added tax?
Value-added tax goes through absolutely everything. So it hits 2% on every piece. You make a car, somebody's making the radio, 2%. Somebody's making the... So it hits...
So it, corporations
it
pay
hits
it, too.
All the way along the line.
But you remember that
it's
corporations...
an extraordinary amount of money.
...will always pass it on to the folks, which is why I like the sales tax better.
Well, hang on just a second. But if you have a 2% VAT, you can pay things down awfully darn quickly.
That's
what
right.
I want is
That's
a
right.
what I want is this is the part of the notes. I want a 2% VAT. It goes directly to the deficit.
No more than
10 years. Constitutional amendment, and it must be with a balanced budget amendment. Also, must say that the books are combined. No longer
okay.
emergency accounting.
So. They'll push it through. None of that will be done. And you notice it says it all goes to the deficit. All goes to the bank. A constitutional amendment that 100% of your taxes go to the bankers. Oh, isn't that great? Which is shock therapy under the IMF World Bank documents that were released in 2002. You know, people like to make fun of the third world and talk about how pathetic and lazy they are and why can't they get it together. They were all colonial colonies. They never got to have a free market. They never got to have private property. All they got was a few kingpins that were put in power by the Western powers in the last 400 years, whether it's Africa, Asia, or Latin America. North America was different. It wasn't perfect, but we had basic property rights and low taxes, and so 4% of the world population had 51% of the world's wealth until about 1985. Now we've gone from the wealthiest country in the world to the most in debt, and in 2007, January 1st, we passed the line to being in more debt and having a bigger debt versus savings ratio than in 1933 in the depths of the Depression. We're now dependent. We're now bankrupt. More people are on government payroll or getting government subsidies than even pay taxes. They've now got a giant army of people that are happy to get $600 a month. They think this is freedom to be a slave and given their little bag of beans and rice each week. And so they're now the weapon. And then others in this government class can be cops or bureaucrats, and as long as they push for more government and as long as they are servile and owe all their allegiance to whatever the corporate rulers say that control the government, they will move up the chain and maybe get $300,000, $400,000 a year as a superintendent of schools or as a police chief or as a private orphanage, or as a drug company salesman. Because the banks have unlimited money they create out of nothing. They loan it to our governments. They loan it to the public. They buy off all of our people. And so now here we are in 2010. Bush tripled the size of government. Clinton doubled the size of government. Bush Sr. increased government by about 30%. Reagan increased government, and Obama spent in a year, and he's now a year and a half in a year, more money than all presidents before him combined, from George W. to George Washington. Think about that. Let that sink in. And it's only expanding. They're not cutting anything but your benefits. They're not cutting anything but your Social Security, your Medicare, your Medicaid, which, yes, people paid into, and they're going through the inflation of the dollar, through the destruction of its value, through all these cost increases. You've already been cheated out of it. But because that's all you got, you're going to stay in it. And you're going to let them raise taxes on everybody else and on your children and grandchildren because, you know, you're only getting $600 on average a month. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You paid into the thing for 40 years. I mean, come on. And the trap is set, and they know they've got more than half the public on the dole, and now they're moving in to destroy what's left of a free market and to take over the media and to censor the internet and to shut down freedom of speech and to decide who can have a car dealership, who can have a factory. It's all being announced. It's all being done. And it's not communism. It's not socialism. If you use those false terms that are only 150 years old. If you want to use those terms, Karl Marx said that socialism then leads to communism and the withering away of the state. It's the opposite. Socialism leads to communism, leads to fascism. You look at what China has today, it's fascism. You look at what the U.S. is having, fascism. England, fascism. It's fascism. It's where a ruling elite control the government and control industry and control everybody's lives. And the Republicans will not tell you that. They will not tell you the insurance companies 94% of the lobbying money for this government takeover of healthcare. They will not tell you the big banks and insurance companies are all lobbying to give the Federal Reserve unlimited power and lobbying for the VAT and the sales taxes and the carbon taxes. Of course they're lobbying for it. You heard Glenn Beck, who admits he has dinner with Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, both pushing this. He's going to sit up there and say, man, this we're going to pay off the debt and 100% of it in a constitutional convention, which they could rewrite the whole Constitution inside that. I mean, that's why Glenn Beck is so bad, because he'll sit there and tell you about the progressives at the low level, tell you about the collectivists, tell you about how they're criminals. He'll tell you the truth about the illegals, but then he gives you false solutions at the end of the day, and that's why I'm forced to expose him. Very, very dangerous. Because he's slick, and he's intelligent, and he's an actor, and he knows what he's doing. So, here we are now. Here we are with Obama announcing that they're going ahead and putting the giant taxes through executive power outside of law on the coal-powered plants that supply 50-plus percent of our power. Giant taxes on the coal mines, which aren't passed on to the Chinese. They'll just ship it in. We'll just lose our jobs. Giant taxes on electricity, and the cities are all doing it, and the states are all doing it. Austin, $2.6 billion over the next 3 years they want to foist and just add on to your gas and electricity bill. That's Austin Energy. That's just where I live. That's a city of less than a million people. Metro, it's more. This is bondage. $2.6 billion over 3 years is bigger than the whole city budget those 3 years. And that money all goes out to the private banks. But don't worry, Glenn Beck says we're going to have a constitutional amendment to make sure 100% of your tax money goes to the bankers. But we'll get it paid down, he says. Yeah, just like they gave, what, in 1956, $1 billion to Nigeria, and they've paid over $50 billion, and they still owe another $50 billion? That's pretty good. You pay $100 plus billion dollars on a $1 billion loan. Oh, yeah, they're going to pay it down in 10 years, and they're going to cut the government, aren't they? You either get angry and realize that we're going into feudalistic slavery, and you overrun the neocon talk show host who are giving cover to the globalists, and you overrun the liberals, and that's the good news. In fact, will you guys reprint that for me? I had it here in my stack, and I'm having trouble finding it. It was that Hill article about 40% of the Tea Party people being Democrats and independents. That's the big secret. The Democrats at the grassroots have finally figured out both parties are bad. They finally figured out it's all a big scam. That number is going to be 60% in a year at the rate we're growing. That's why they call it a right-wing racist Tea Party. That's why they send in Fox to take it over and make it a Republican Party event. And they have Fox Nation and Tea Party Nation funded by the RNC publicly. So it is a Republican event so that people can't get together. And I've seen video all over the country of Ron Paul supporters try to go to these events and point out and hand out films and hand out pamphlets and point out that Republicans are for big government and it's all a corporate takeover. And those Tea Party people come up and beat them up. And the liberal media, the controlled liberals paradigm side of the media, they never decry that. They cover it up when illegal aliens beat up Tea Party people. But when Tea Party people beat up someone and stomp on them and jump on them and the police come over and help, oh, that's a good thing. The Tea Parties are getting smart now, Media Matters says. They know how to deal with these Ron Paul people. See? Yeah, here's the Hill. Survey, 4 in 10 Tea Party members are Democrats or independents. Shattering the myth. Paul Watson wrote an article about it. But they say, oh, it's bipartisan. It's not bipartisan. It's people that are onto your scam. When they say bipartisan, that still puts it in the Republican-Democrat system. Volcker, carbon tax, VAT, should be on the table. Wall Street Journal, the U.S. should consider a tax on carbon or a value-added tax if it can't tackle the deficit. What do you think the carbon tax is? It's a VAT on everything that has carbon involved, when that's part of the life cycle and part of all human activity. Bill Gates gets up and says we have to tax each human. We have to reduce the number by half. Because humans are bad, we're putting out this gas. They picked the gas because you exhale it. It makes you the enemy. Don't you get it? They said this. Club of Rome, 91. The U.S. should consider a tax on carbon or a value-added tax if it can't tackle the deficit by cutting government spending. They're not going to cut government spending. They're going to increase it, and they have. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker said in an interview aired Tuesday and Wednesday on PBS, I think if you can't do it on the cost side, we've got to do on the revenue side, and it's too early to do it, but it's not too early to be wondering. See, they're just introducing, acclimating you with conditioning. Oh, microchips, everybody's going to have them. Oh, you'll have to take a microchip from the pharmacy to make sure you're taking your pills right and not abusing it. Everybody gets a microchip in their stomach now. That's Associated Press. Oh, we got to have troops on the streets. You know, they're at the Kentucky Derby. They're at the Super Bowl. They're at NASCAR. They're running checkpoints for DUI. Oh, we got to have. Oh, yeah, a lot of them are foreigners now, but that's all right. We still got to salute them. You're not anti-military, are you? One possible approach, as people have talked about, is a carbon tax, a tax on energy. That's a big revenue producer if you're willing to do it. Not very popular, to say the least. But see, they'll bankrupt things even further and hold us hostage and say, either you pass this tax now or your 401ks will go down to zero. And the yuppies will pull out knives, slit their throats, and say, Heil Volcker! Heil Barry Sitaro! Heil the Republicans! Glenn Beck says it's good! Yes, yes, yes! Rape me!
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You notice they've been busting militias and setting people up and creating hysteria, shutting down capitals and courthouses, claiming patriots are about to attack. Now they've released one of these staged videos with government operative Tim McVeigh that they haven't released now until the 10th anniversary or the 15th anniversary of Oklahoma City. Right on time to stage terror attacks this month or next. They've got all these specials coming out. They're falsely claiming that I'm calling for violence and others are, instead of exposing them for staging the attacks. You can see the psyop, and it gets clearer and clearer what we're going into. And they have to do this. They know it's unconstitutional, unpopular. They know 99% of Americans in Gallup polls were against the banker bailout takeover. Now they want even more. Now they want to hold us hostage to take the pension funds, to put sales taxes in, value-added taxes, expanded federal property taxes, environment taxes, home inspections. And what they're going to do is they're just going to kill cops and blow stuff up and blame it on anybody who's against them. It's real simple. They're going to sick Northcom on the American people. And it's a life and death situation to get the news out to the population. And to point out that you're going to get the value added in sales tax and carbon taxes, and you're not going to get your income taxes cut. You just got them raised. This is the ruthless takeover of society scientifically. And when I get up here and I tell listeners that it is a life and death situation to warn their friends, their family, their neighbors, their communities, to have showings of films, the films are the most effective thing we've got, like Endgame, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, Police State 4, Rise of FEMA, because they cover the wide spectrum of what the enemy is doing currently. That's why we got two films coming out this week. One in what? 7 days? Invisible Empire, New World Defined, the history of the globalists, how they operate, what they're doing, their money laundering, drug dealing, white slavery, how they use roundtable groups and front groups, how their system controls society, all their pervert and occult activities, 2 hours, 20-something minutes long. Purchase it today, which also supports this broadcast, but that's secondary. Get the DVD. Make copies of it. Give it to everyone you know. For people who are in denial about FEMA camps and COG and wonder why there's troops showing up on the streets and riot police and false flag riots and false flag terror and the underwear bomber and executive orders, it's all covered in this two-plus hour film, 30-plus minutes of extras on each DVD. They're both $19.95 at InfoWars.com. It's basically not even pre-ordering now. I mean, we'll be shipping these out in 5-6 days. A week after that, the 21st of April, we launched Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. They'll both premiere the 15th and 21st at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a whole bunch of different high-quality formats for you to download with a simple tool and burn to regular CDs that play on most DVD players. Not as high a quality as the super high-quality DVD, but still, it's good to pass out to people. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your membership. Support us. We allow you to share your passcode with 6 people. So basically, you buy one membership, you get 6 memberships. PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Thousands of TV shows we've done. Thousands of radio shows. Higher quality podcasts. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll free to get Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, or Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Get both of them. Get a $5 discount. And we need the support as well, ladies and gentlemen. See it as a donation and a support in the info war. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Those are the coordinates to get involved in the info war. Go to the online shopping cart with the books, the videos, the t-shirts, the new Barry Sitaro t-shirts that'll definitely get the word out, a.k.a. Barack Obama. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.